Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv and Indy100.com Radio and UBN Universal Broadcast Network. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great jam-packed show today. If you're into Americana music, we are going to have singer-songwriter Ruthie Collins coming into the studio with some of her bandmates. But before that, we also do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or guests or a lot more celebrity interviews, go to our main production website, which is at www.starosentertainment.tv. That's S-T-A-U-R-O-S entertainment.tv. Also, hit me up if you want on Twitter at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, as well as on Instagram, actually right now back as Tyrone Tan Official, thanks to the hacker there, new Instagram. So Tyrone Tan Official. And then also, if you want to see our celebrity guest and our in-studio guest interviews, along with our beautiful guest co-host, go to our Staros Entertainment Facebook page. That's S-T-A-U-R-O-S Entertainment. And yeah, and if also you want to, if you like the songs that you're about to hear tonight, or just have any questions or email or questions in general, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Okay, well, before that, again, it's so jam-packed. We're going to have to kind of start really quickly. First off, we're going to have some great special guest co-hosts. We want to say thank you to all the guest co-hosts that have come onto the show, from Elisina Eck, which I do want to say happy belated birthday, Elisina Eck, who's been a guest co-host here several times. And we also want to wish all the other guest co-hosts, from Brad Rezovich, David Rivers, Marcus Lewis-Fien, and so many I can't really remember, and no disrespect, I'm just blanking out. So I want to wish everyone actually happy holidays. We had also a great Thanksgiving, and Christmas is coming up, and a lot of the holiday season. So I do want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all your guys' participation on the show and all the guests as well. And speaking of guests and guest co-hosts, we do have a couple new guest co-hosts into the studio. Well, actually, one's a kind of a veteran. She's been on before. We have my dear friend, publicist extraordinaire from Sundari PR, Miss Beautiful Christina Garvin. How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing, Christina?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. It's been a while since you've been on the show. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a little shy, and I know you're giving me that gleaming eyes of, I can't believe you put me back on. But I do want to at least say hello.
Hello.
And I know, you're going to chime in from here and there, maybe.
I'll chime in, maybe.
Okay. Well, so first off, just how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was wonderful. We spent, my mom and I, my mom and I spent most of the morning in the kitchen, and we had family from New Zealand in, and it was great.
Awesome.
How was yours?
It was great, you know. Nephews and nieces got to come in, some of my sisters, so I got to spend time with them. And it was my mom's birthday on the same weekend, so happy birthday, mom!
Happy birthday, mom!
And and then covered some events, and then I think the Hollywood Christmas Parade we just finished, and that was kind of a jam-packed thing, and some other stuff. But it was pretty good. It was great.
Did you eat a lot?
Yes, I did. How about yourself? What's your favorite dish for Thanksgiving aside from turkey?
Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Awesome.
With stuffing in there too.
Cool. Well, I do want to say thank you for all the years of friendship, as well as the professionalism by Sundari PR. And we have another special. He's breaking the cherry here of coming on into the studio, so to speak. We have from Curb Records, marketing director John Corr.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
Great, man.
Well, you do got a radio voice. How's it going? He's like, how's it going?
I get asked often.
Well, cool. John, before we bring in our guests of the hour, we want to get the audience to get to know a little bit about yourself as well. Like, what's your little background and, what you're about?
Yeah, man. I live in Nashville.
Okay.
I get to work with Ruthie Collins here. We're at the here in a little bit. I'm a marketing guy. That's
okay.
My full-time job in the music industry in Nashville. So,
and it's for Curb Records?
Yeah.
Awesome. Records. Cool. And what's Curb Records, for those that don't know from around the world, like what kind of music do you guys put out and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we're a 55-year-old record company.
Okay.
That has really music in all genres, from country to Americana, rock, Christian, all over the map.
Awesome.
It's a lot of fun, a lot of different types of things to be a part of.
Okay. And I know the show's not about you, but just to kind of get the audience a little bit, what inspired you to get into that field?
Billy Joel.
Okay.
Is really where it all started.
Awesome.
I'm a huge Billy Joel fan, so great. I could talk to you about that for the next couple of hours.
Awesome. Maybe on another show.
Yeah, right.
Okay, how's this? Have you gotten to meet Billy Joel since the...
No, I've seen him in concert 10 times.
Wow.
And I think I'm okay to not meet him.
Okay.
At this point.
It's one of those people that you don't want to ruin if he happens to be a certain way.
Right.
I hear you. No, I totally get it. Who's people, okay, aside from Billy Joel, is there anyone that you would love to work with?
Great question, man. It's interesting because it's also probably him.
Like, oh, wow.
I don't want to meet him, but there would be something very fascinating about being able to work as part of his team.
Aside from Ruthie Collins, are there people, highlights for you that you've gotten to work with through the years?
We were just talking about the Avett Brothers a little bit ago. That's going back a little bit for me, but those guys are absolutely fantastic. Briefly worked with Bret Michaels back in the day. That was very awesome as well. Learned a lot in that moment, but I've had some interesting moments in 15 years. And
that's awesome.
Glad to be here with you all.
No, that's great. So, I don't know. Did you guys get the memo? Christina, the guest co-host normally of the hour. We normally talk about some movie reviews. Did you watch it? Have you guys, John and or Christina, have you seen any movies lately?
We saw the Grinch over Thanksgiving break.
Okay,
our little boys.
Okay, great. We could talk about that. And that was the is that the animation version, right?
Right, right.
And with the voice of Benedict Cumberbatch. Mm-hmm. So I'll do a little quick synopsis here, and then we'll talk about what you thought about it. So thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. Again, The Grinch, rated PG. The little synopsis is a grumpy Grinch plots to ruin Christmas for the village of Whoville. There you go. Based, I believe, on the Dr. Seuss book. Directors Yara Shanae, Scott Mosier, and written by Michael Lazure, screenplay by Tommy Swerdlow. Am I saying that correctly? I do apologize if I'm... And then obviously, based on the book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. And then starring the voices of the Grinch himself, or the voice of the Grinch, Benedict Cumberbatch, Cameron Seeley, Rashida Jones, Pharrell Williams, Tristan O'Hare, Kenan Thompson, Sam Lavangin, you know, I do apologize, Angela Lansbury, Ramon Hamilton, a plethora of great actors and actresses. What did you think?
It was great. It really was, especially to be there with my 7 and 9-year-old boys.
Okay.
That was fun. We went on Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Friday night is when NBC aired the original Grinch.
Oh, wow.
And so we intentionally did that. So we watched both.
Wow.
And part of it's trying to teach the boys about appointment viewing before that's completely gone.
Yeah.
And so we to go to the movies and watch the new film, which is great. It's a fantastic movie. Very great modernization of this classic story.
Yeah.
But then to go home at night and watch the original was pretty special.
Wow. What's your favorite holiday moment for you? Is it spend time with the family?
Yeah. In all holidays, just work.
Let's say the Christmas season.
The Christmas season in general. Yeah, just the time where you're sort of able to shut off from everything else and just focus on doing nothing.
All right, great. Now, so for those that have not seen this, do you highly recommend this, or what do you think? Check.
I highly recommend it if you're looking for a film for children. Really?
Okay.
That's the best way.
Kept them entertained.
Yes.
Okay, great. Right. So again, John Corr, correct?
Corr.
Highly recommends checking out The Grinch. Again, rated PG. Check it out. It's in theaters. And what I'm quickly going to do is just do a quick little review here on Creed 2. By any chance, did you get to see that?
No.
So the, you know, it's follow-up to Creed 1, which kind of stemmed from the original Rockies. But again, I'll do a quick little review. I got to see this. Creed 2, rated PG-13. Thanks to IMDb, here's a little synopsis. Under the tutelage of Rocky Balboa, light heavyweight contender, Adonis Creed faces off against Victor Drago, son of Ivan Drago. Directed by Stephen Cable Jr., starring Michael B. Jordan, Sylvester Stallone, Tessa Thompson, Dolph Lundgren, Felicia Rashad, Florian Montanu. Again, a great plethora of actors in this. I got to see this. I loved Creed 2 better than the first one. Did you see the first one by chance?
I haven't.
Okay, were you rocked? Okay, did you see this, Christina? Okay.
I saw the first one. I didn't see the second one yet.
Okay, well, yeah, I loved it. I think because it kind of had a more backstory of, I loved out of the Rocky series, I think Rocky IV for me with Dolph Lundgren was the I liked the best, it was more entertained. And then to see kind of this kind of would be almost like a continuation of that because it has a lot of backstory of Dolph Lundgren and his son and having to want to kind of, revenge, but him trying to like, you know, make a comeback into the scene of the Rocky world, and it was kind of cool. So I enjoyed it. I highly recommend checking it out. If you could check it out on IMAX with great sound, and all the fist pumping and bumping and stuff, I think punching, it sounds really cool. So I had a pleasure getting to interview Dolph Lundgren in the past, and very nice gentleman. And it's kind of interesting to see him play such like a badass kind of character. And he's so such a nice guy. Yeah, I do highly recommend checking this out. So Creed 2, check that out in theaters. And The Grinch, check those guys out. So I don't know, Christina, John, did you get the other memo? The other memo? No, Christina?
What is it?
Oh, the other memo. Oh, gosh, you did not get that. Well, the other memo. The other memo, I don't know if you remember when you were on last time. We, you know, the guest co-hosts, we find a way to make the guests of the hour, we bring them in to, you know, find a way to bring them in to make them feel special, such as sometimes we bring them in on carriages, limos, hang gliders, Millennium Falcons. Was there any way that you arranged for the guest of the hour to bring them in on? Did you arrange any way? Or John, did you, or do I have to go to like plan B default?
Sushi.
No? Anything?
I mean, I was really trying to work out a whole helicopter.
Okay.
Helicopter.
You know, I think that's what I heard hovering. Yeah. And I think that was hovering in. So what we're going to do, I think if what we can do, we're going to bring them, I think they're going to skydive down in. I think that's pretty original.
With the parachute.
Yeah, and so parachute down. So what we're going to do, we're going to, John, you're going to open up that latch up over there in the rooftop, okay? Open up, see that? Yep, there you go. Yep. And then we're going to have them come in. And then now this is some, you guys personally know these people, right? And she is a singer-songwriter. Her name is Ruthie Collins. She sings Americana music. She's got her band members coming in as well. Wes Harley, who's a guitarist, as well as Samuel Dame Wood, who's the fiddler, which I don't think I've ever had a fiddler in the actual studio. So I don't even think I made the last time I saw fiddle, fiddle. I think my sisters used to play this years ago. No, that was violin. I think there's a difference. So and if not, I'll be schooled by the fiddler himself. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring them in into the studio. I guess, John, you want to open that up? Christina, I guess what you're going to, are you just going to wave them in? And how do they know? Just wave them in?
Yep.
Okay, whistle. Okay, so open up. Here we go. And then open the latch and wave them down. Ready? One, two, three. There, wave. Okay. Wait, there we go. Oh, I think they see you now. Okay, now they see you. Oh, there they come. Here they come. Jumping in off the helicopter. Flying down. Here she comes on the parachute. Flying in. It's Ruthie Collins coming down. Oh, here she comes. Oh, she's kind of waving to the fans. Here they come. Oh, my gosh, fans, they're coming into the studio. Oh, wait, here it comes. And then all of a sudden, he just jumped off. Wes Harley,
oh,
in his guitar in his hand. He's coming down. Well, full, like, Point Break style. And then other coming down. Oh, he just comes in. He came in swirling. He jumped off really with, like, a double swirl. Samuel Daywood. He's got his fiddle, and he's playing it in the sky. Here they fly in onto the parachutes, into the studio, landing once. Landing first off is Ruthie Collins. Next up, landing safely, Wes Harley. And now, here he comes, Samuel Dame Wood. All safe and sound into the studio, parachutes and all. And their instruments. All right. Well, welcome, Ruthie Collins, singer-songwriter, Wes Harley, guitarist, and Samuel Damewood, fiddler.
Hello.
Welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv and Indie100.com Radio and UBN Universal Broadcast Network. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hi.
Well, John, Christina, thank you for arranging that helicopter.
What an epic beginning to a performance. I feel very patriotic, guys. I don't know about you.
I'm terrified of heights. I did not enjoy that.
You did great, kid.
Yeah, you did well, cool, fantastic. Guys. Well, welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Tyrone.
Maybe mic just close it. Up to you guys. So first off, we're going to get to the nitty-gritty. I mean, we have a jam-packed show here today. We have a lot to cover. But we always want to start off to audience to get to know you guys, if not fans, become fans already, support you guys, and ultimately follow your music, buy your music, all that kind of good stuff. But we always want to start off with the question, Ruthie Collins, where are you born and raised?
I was born in Buffalo, New York, and raised in Fredonia, New York, which is about an hour between Buffalo and Erie, Pennsylvania. So Western New York, very cold, lots of snow.
Awesome. And Wes Harley, guitarist, where are you born and raised?
I'm born and raised from San Antonio, Texas, so pretty much the exact opposite of...
big state, very warm.
No snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Samuel Damewood.
I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, East Tennessee, the Appalachian area, greater Smoky Mountains.
Awesome.
One with the Native Americans, as they say. I have Cherokee in me, I found that out.
Cool.
Awesome.
Ago. Yeah, I was very excited.
Now, Ruthie Collins, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be a singer-songwriter?
I did, yeah. That music was always pretty much the only thing I was really good at, except for just, like, being nice to people. That was second. And so, yeah, music was definitely the thing. My mom was a choir director. I kind of have that story, same as a lot of people, and went to college for music, but didn't really know that. I'm from a very small town. I think it's different when you're raised in, like, a Nashville, Tennessee. You're like, oh, I want to be a country singer when I grow up. And they're like, that's cool. Let's get you some guitar lessons and you can take voice. And that's, like, a thing. Where I'm from, they looked at me like I had, you know, like, 14 heads.
Well, because I have a lot of friends that go to Nashville. Now, I've never been. But is it really, like, just... Everyone does country over there, country music?
It's pretty saturated. Uh-huh. It's a big music city. No, like, not everybody does country, but country is for sure, like, the thing.
And
it's changing, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, cool stuff going on in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Not to say the country isn't cool, because country is pretty awesome, too.
Gotcha. Now, who were your inspirations growing up as a artist?
Music Box, Mariah Carey, fourth grade.
Okay.
Had the cassette on repeat. But really, like, James Taylor was all that my father played, and classical music was all that my mother played. So I didn't really have a good, like, rock and roll history growing up. I just knew that I loved music and I listened to the radio. So I sort of fell in love with, you know, whatever 90s pop and country radio was. And then when I got to college, that's kind of really when I deep dove into music and found my, like, real loves, which were the biggest inspirations, and were, like, Patti Griffin and the Beatles and Tom Petty, Ryan Adams, kind of like the, you know, the singer-songwriter, people who really took care of the songs and were songwriters.
Awesome. And really quickly, your bandmates here, Wes. So, what about you? Who was your inspiration as a guitarist?
Oh, I've been a huge fan of the Eagles my whole life. Mm-hmm. My parents grew me on a steady diet of country mixed with some rock. The Eagles, Queen, Dire Straits, Traveling Wilburys, yeah. Beatles, that kind of stuff.
And last but not least, Samuel.
I grew up playing bluegrass with my dad.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I did a lot of bluegrass festivals, but like I remember when Solid Gold Saturday Nights
Solid Gold Saturday Nights,
and yeah. I would record everything on a tape because my parents wouldn't let me listen. I don't know why, but yeah, I yearned for that kind of soulful music. Mm. Yeah, I loved it.
Awesome. And now, so Ruthie, what was the point? Because when did you get into music per se, and when did you think, oh, I think I'm going to want to do this as a career? What was that point?
So I was in church. I was probably like maybe 2 feet tall. I was 3 years old. And my mom said I would just sit by her when she would play the organ, just at her feet and hang out. And she said to the choir, she was like, "Who wants the solo today?" And apparently I was like, "Me." No one could even see me. And she was like, "Are you kidding?" So yeah, I was three. I had my first solo in church at three. I started playing piano at three. I also started playing violin at three. But then I hired Sam because he was much better fiddle wow. player than I am. And then I quit. Just kidding. But yeah, no. So always. Like,
wow. So since infancy, little bitty baby. Wow.
But I did not know that I actually had a shot at making any money or actually having a career. I just knew, like, I'm going to do this because I'm just going to do it. But until I moved to Nashville to write songs in my 20s, my young 20s, and then next thing I knew, I found myself on a reality show on CMT competing for a record deal.
Oh, wow.
And that was literally the first time that I was like, oh, maybe I would get to do this. Because like I mentioned, where I'm from, that's not a thing you do. You get a real job. Get like a logical job. So I kind of had to go all the way and be like, oh, maybe I'm okay at this. And like, this is maybe something I can do. And, you know, like before I could really compete high stakes. And then I was in.
Awesome. And then how did you guys all meet, so to speak? Or did you guys just...
Wes and I met in San Antonio,
we
actually.
Did. We worked at a church together.
So much church stuff happening.
A long, long time ago. 10 years
in
a land
ago,
far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And Sam actually got pulled into the fold by our old band
His
director.
Bear, yeah.
Who brought Sam in. And we liked him a lot better. So we kept Sam.
Were you on a roof?
Were you on a roof fiddler?
No, he just came into rehearsal one day. He was auditioning for it, and we were just like, "Oh, we love you!" And then he played, and we were like, "That tone!" And he's my favorite violinist I've ever gotten to play with, and he just inspires me every time I get to play with him.
Aww. Phil, in case you're listening, that was a joke.
Now, the guest co-host, you guys have an opportunity. Any questions regarding our guests of the hour of their early upbringing? By any chance? John? Christina?
On the spot.
I know you guys know them personally, but maybe somewhere out there, the audience would be wondering a particular question. Any questions that you might want to raise for Ruthie Collins here?
When you came to Nashville and did the CMT, mm-hmm. that whole thing, like, what was the moment when you're like, I'm going to Nashville? Like, what did you see something? Did you read something? Was it a movie? Like, what was that moment?
Sure. So, actually, this is a really weird story. I was, it was my last year of college. I was in a songwriting class. I was lucky enough to get to study music in college and actually take songwriting class, that's so cool. So, this is kind of an emotional story, which is very me. You guys will learn. I have my heart on my sleeve all the time. So, I was in this class. I had already planned on moving to San Antonio because, like I told you, my family and everyone where I'm from is like logic, jobs, music, crazy, science, good, you know. And it was a weird metaphor. So I was sitting there, my senior, like, recital, if you will, for this songwriting class. I had to play a song in front of the whole class that I had written, and it was, like, my final performance. I played a song, and I felt like I did pretty good, and the teacher just looked at me, and she kind of had this big grin on her face, and she was like, wow, I'm so excited for you. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, I just can't wait till you get to Nashville, and your first publisher is going to look at you and you're going to sit down in a meeting and he's going to go, I'm going to pitch this song to this and this and, you know, this person and this artist, and you need to decide which ones you want to cut as an artist. And legit, you guys, there were like 35 people in this class. I started bawling.
Wow.
And she was like, oh, did I say something wrong? And I was like, I'm not going to Nashville. She was like, why? And I was like, I have a real job in Texas. And she was like, doing what? And I was like, I'm the contemporary vocal director of the biggest Lutheran church in the country. And she's like,
I mean, that's pretty cool, right? And I was like, I want to write songs. She's like, you need to leave. You're having a weird time. So literally, it was so embarrassing. And I remember just being like, why am I crying? And of course, what did I move to San Antonio? I took this job and I was gone in what, 4 months?
6 months.
Because I was like, I got to write songs. Like, but this is cool. So silly.
We got to meet.
And now I have a great guitar player and a best bud. But it was, she called it. You know, she's like, yes, you're going to be in Nashville. You're going to do the things. And I just, literally, even 4 years into school, I couldn't see my dream as a viable option. I was like, well, no, I have to take the job with the salary and the pension and the things. And she even saw it. And then, of course, I was like, you know, obviously hit close to home because I had a strange emotional reaction.
Wow. And then when was the point that you knew, I think this is going to be okay? Was it a certain song, a certain incident in your life that finally said, I think this is going to, it's going to be okay?
Yeah, it was like November 27th. It was like 9:17 at night. We were walking to the studio.
What year was this? When you said November?
2018.
Okay.
We met this guy Tyrone and we were playing.
I was like, man, this is so descriptive. No, I was so excited to see where this was going.
No, seriously, I was not even.
That would be fun.
No. I had no idea today was November 27th. Even I was like, oh man,
did I get the date right? Cool.
Actually, the 28th.
The 28th.
Oh! Did you tell me wrong, Christina? Or did I just hear it wrong? I probably heard it wrong. I don't know. That's such an interesting question. I think that we all, no matter what industry, and we're in every day, we're like, am I going to be okay?
Well,
and every day we're like, I'm going to be okay.
Well, according to what I heard, you got critical acclaim from Rolling Stone, the LA Times, and was named one of CMT's Next Woman of Country.
I'm a really lucky gal, Tyrone.
Yeah. So did any of that hit you? And when that hit you, is your parents proud at that point?
Oh my gosh, my parents are so proud. They're the best. Yeah. Every time something like that happens, you just pinch yourself and you're like, wow, this is amazing. So much hard work goes into this industry. Like, you know, we all work hard, but anytime you get a little or giant acclaim. Like LA Times, I remember that was huge. Rolling Stone was huge. CMT is amazing. They're so supportive of us female artists. So, yeah, lucky, lucky, lucky lady.
Well, what we're going to do, I know you had just also completed your full-length album, Get Drunk and Cry, right?
Mm-hmm. And then, record.
So what we're going to do, we're going to play some music. Cool. We're going to give the audience some idea of your kind of music if they don't know already. Guest co-host, can you read off the first song that they're going to play? You're going to do this a cappella style, right?
We're going to play it acoustic.
Acoustic, okay. Yeah. Acoustic style.
And I can tell you about it, too.
Okay. So, and then, talk a little bit about what the first song you're going to play and what inspired you to do this first song. What's the first song you're going to play?
Okay, so this first song that we're going to play is called Joshua Tree. This is a brand new one, actually. This is our debut performance of this song. We literally... Wes and I produced this song in the studio very recently. Sam, this is the first time we've all played it as a band, so you guys are getting the scoop.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to intro it, and then as if we were going to play this as a recording, so to speak. But we'll have the guest co-host of the hour, one of the guest co-hosts, John, Christina, you can intro the first song, and then we will go into this. So go ahead, you want to intro that?
This is Joshua Tree by Ruthie Collins.
And here we go.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I was young and you were too. Your world was spinning twice as fast. When it stopped, I was singing in the bar that you were at. And I loved you from the first, before chorus back to verse. But I never told you that. Will you meet me? Catch fire to the sky, where the Colorado desert crosses that Mojave line. Will you say my name like hallelujah? Love me like you're free. Baby, meet me, baby, meet me at Joshua Tree.
That was Joshua Tree by Ruthie Collins and her bandmates. Beautiful, beautiful, guys.
Thank you.
Really great. Wow. So is this already going to be coming out?
Yeah, we just recorded that song.
Wow. Like,
just a month or so ago.
Okay.
Brand new.
Wow. And that's, so that's part of your new album that's going to be coming
yeah.
out? What's, and the album's going to be called Get Drunk and Cry, right?
No, that was my debut
record. Okay, that was your debut record. Yeah. Okay, apologize.
No, you're good. This is like brand new.
Okay. And do you know the name of the album yet? Or
no.
Not? Okay, wow. Okay. Tyrone Tin.
Yeah, literally. The scoop.
No, this is the first time it's been played out.
Wow, ever. Awesome.
Yeah. For sure on the radio.
Very, very, very beautiful.
Thank you.
You guys, seriously, it's very awesome. And again, guys that don't know, it sounded actually like a recording to myself, to me, but it was that was actually...
Live.
Yeah. What did you call it? I said a cappella. I'm so used to this.
Oh, acoustic.
Acoustic, that's right.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, live acoustic. Like, that all works. I was definitely singing a cappella, yeah, also with a guitar. So
but yeah. But it was very beautifully done. And it's different because also we're here in the studio, so you could like feel it. Christina, what did you think?
Oh, jeez. That was incredible. I hadn't heard it either.
Oh, you haven't heard that song before?
No,
wow.
I'd heard. We'd actually just talked about it. She was telling me the inspiration about it over at dinner. And
But Emmy Lou Harris.
It was just incredible. Yeah.
Wow.
That was incredible. Thanks. That fiddle, though, I tell you.
Yeah. Very beautiful.
Everything, the sounds, everything. It was incredible.
Okay. You know, you guys, Wes Harley, and then Samuel Damewood. Really awesome. Really beautiful.
Appreciate
now,
it.
And John, for you, how many times have you gotten to hear this song so far?
That was the first as well.
I told you it was brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new. Really.
Wait, you've never heard this song as from the record label?
Correct.
Wow.
So part of my role as the marketing guy, I'm often like on the side of the music when it's finished.
Wow.
Like I can go to the studio if I whatever, but most of my time is not spent around the creation of the music.
Wow! So you haven't even played it for him yet?
No, we weren't lying to you, Tyrone.
Yeah, this is literally the first.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, thank you. Well, first, okay, as the marketing guy,
right?
What did you think?
I love it. I really do. And like Christine was saying, we just had a dinner and we were talking about it. So knowing more of the inspiration, which the Emmylou Harris story and Graham Parsons, it's a really powerful story, and then the music's beautiful. That's a beautiful melody. I love that.
Okay, now let me ask you this. what do you think, like, what goes in your head as a marketing guy in general, whether you like it or not? Like, what goes in your head? You listen to certain songs. I'm always fascinated by this. What makes you go, this one's going to be the hit, or this one's going to be the number one single, or this is the one's the, I mean, back in the day, it was like the A track or the B side. Like, how do you determine? You have to play a song like 18 times, I hear, or something like.
Great question, man. I'm not going to pretend to be the hit picker necessarily,
yeah.
But I can recognize a good song, certainly. Right. And to me, the story behind that song from a marketing standpoint is what really gives that even more legs.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're able to connect that brand new song to a whole generation of people who knew more of like this Graham Parsons era, I mean, the new era, so that whole thing. And so there's that. And like this new artist, Ruthie, being able to connect that story from a kind of a, not a bygone era, but a, you know, a different era in music. That's where the marketing thing comes in for me, as far as like what I think we would start doing with it.
Well, I could totally see this like also like in a movie or something, like some you know, like something, you know, the guy that broke up driving down the highway, you know, and then all of a sudden like flashbacks of his breakup, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, very, very, very beautiful. Well done. Seriously, guys.
Thank you.
Want to do another?
Yeah.
Let's do another. Okay. So, Christina, why don't we introduce... Oh, look at that face she gives me. Why don't we introduce this song? And first off, what's this next song you're going to play?
Well, we are going to play Get Drunk and Cry.
Get Drunk and Cry. And what's the inspiration behind this song?
Oh, dear.
So, one time I got drunk in a bathroom.
What happened after that? What happened after you got drunk? Did you cry?
I cried.
This song is like my sort of just emotional love letter to all the people out there who sometimes we just need a second and we need to like feel our feelings. And however you do that, whether it's you need to have a glass of wine, you need to just sit down with your dog, literally whatever it is, like just feel your feels, get them out, feel the hope again, like do your thing.
Okay. Well, cool. So, Christina, let's introduce this song, Miss Guest Co-Host.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ruthie Collins singing Get Drunk and Cry.
All right, here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
3, 4. Telephone's ringing, Patty keeps singing. Go on, put your address on. We walk into a party, right up to the bar. We cheers, the night is young. And just as the buzz is kicking in, I see you and her walking in. And I feel it. Talk about bedtime in the night I'm trying to hide from a broken heart. You had to go lean in, brush your hair back, and then you kissed her.
Tonight, I'm gonna get drunk and cry.
tears start coming. And so I get drunk and I cry and I lock myself in my bathroom with this bottle of wine. I wasn't supposed to see you. Gonna get drunk.
That was Get Drunk and Cry by Ruthie Collins and her bandmates.
Yeah, my bandmates. Aren't they wonderful?
That's awesome. Guys, seriously, you guys, awesome job. Seriously, guys.
Thanks,
very beautiful. So, again, if they want, how could they check out this music? I mean, so.
Sure. Well, the easiest place to find me where I'm the most active is Instagram. So my handle is at Ruthie Collins Music, and I reply to absolutely every DM that anybody sends me or comment that anybody comments. It is my jam. I love hanging out on Instagram. I have a blog and website called thebookofruthie.com. So you can find me there too. I'm also on Facebook and Spotify and iTunes. And if you Google Ruthie Collins, you will find all of it.
So that's RUTHIECOLLINS music. So it's Ruthie Collins Music on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then all of her other social media handles. And then also she has a blog, thebookofruthie.com. Mm-hmm. Wes Harley, Samuel Damewood. Really excellent work.
Thank you.
Wow. I think we got time for one more. Do you guys want to do one more?
We would love to if you have time for it.
Let's do. I wasn't sure. But it's okay. So this one, talk about what this song is called.
Well, this is a brand new one, too. This song is actually called Dang Dallas.
John, have you heard this?
No. He hasn't. Neither
did
has
you,
Christina.
Did you hear the other one? Get Drunk and Cry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, that's a classic.
Okay, so this one's called Dang Dallas.
Dang Dallas.
Dang Dallas.
It's just like an expression. We're trying to make fetch happen. Okay. Dang Dallas.
And what inspired you? Was there a guy in your life named Dallas?
No. This was inspired by a good bud of mine who tried to give up on music.
Mm. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce this song, all right? And then you guys are going to, and then again, if you guys like this music, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone@indie100@gmail.com, tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. So again, this one, again, another acapella / acoustic.
Yes.
Into the studio playing live for the first time here on indie100.com radio.
Literally.
This is going to be Dang Dallas by the lovely Ruthie Collins. And here we do one more.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Dang Dallas, why you so far from me? Guess I couldn't keep you long singing songs in Tennessee. And there's money there and oil, job security. Dang Dallas, why you so far from me? 'Cause all I ever wanted was to be you again. I guess I never told you, and it hurts like hell. Now the only place I can hold you is in these songs we sang.
poetry in your heart, and you're never more left than holding that guitar. You can fight it for a little while, but it's who we are. Hey, honey, there's poetry in your heart. Take you giving up on me, but not yourself. I'll always love you. There's nothing more to tell.
That was Dane Dallas by Ruthie Collins and her bandmates, Wes Harley, guitarist,
yay,
Samuel Damewood, fiddler.
Yay.
Triple threat, guys, and triple beautiful music. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, thank you.
John, what did you think, Mr. Marketing Director?
It's beautiful. This is a compliment of the highest order. I could hear that as the last song on a Patti Griffin album.
Yeah, totally.
That's like the one that really gets you at the end. Seriously.
Wow. Christina, what did you think?
I feel like we're in a diving competition, and yeah. I just, like, I don't know if I backflopped or belly flopped or, like, did, like, a triple axle into an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Here's
I
what
really
I
have no idea.
Incredible.
10 out of 10.
This is, here's the thing. You know, to hear it live, but also to kind of hear, you know, it was very, very beautifully done well live. Because sometimes there's a difference when you, obviously, when it's recording and people do whatever they need to do to make it sound good. And to know that you guys sound really good live, that's, I think, I mean, to me, I couldn't even tell. I mean, you know, if I was just playing that. But to know that was acoustically done and a cappella style. I think you guys are on your way.
Thank hopefully. You so much. It means a lot.
And seriously, it was very beautiful. Again, if you guys like this, so this is going to be those two songs, Dane Dallas and Joshua Tree, are going to be on
brand
your
new.
Are the brand new.
Yes.
You hear it here first, and it's going to be on your new album.
Yes.
And what's
yet to be named?
Yet
I mean,
to
if
be
you
named.
Guys think
okay.
You have a name.
I guess that's going to be up to the marketing guy.
Yay,
a lot of pressure. No. Okay. But again, so well, gosh, we're actually out of time. Time went by quick. So well, ultimately, so again, if you want, check her out. Do you have any upcoming tours or anything? What's the whole deal?
Yeah, we're kind of always on the road, so you can keep up with all that stuff at the website. Okay. So thebookofruthie.com or ruthiecollinsmusic.com, or the Instagram is really the place to keep up on everything. Okay. So Ruthie Collins Music is the handle on Instagram.
Okay, so again, if you like the music, let me know. Again, tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. You could follow her, again, at Ruthie Collins Music. It's spelled R-U-T-H-I-E, and then Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, and then music, and then her blog site, thebookofruthie.com. Check out all her stuff. Okay, so ultimately, this show is about inspiring others. You guys been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you guys do or just follow their dreams in general?
Wes
Harley first, guitarist.
I would just like to say, if you want inspiration, you should actually check out Ruthie's blog for real. She is a positive guru. She's a shaman of magical intent.
Totally agree.
She's changed my life completely in the last 6 months even. But if you go on there, she's got all kinds of stuff.
Lots of tricks and tips for living a positive personal development.
Woo woo.
Oh, yes. Well, we are in California. They know what woo woo means.
Oh, see, I didn't know what woo woo was, but I am a wooer now.
Woo means love yourself and love others, and you will be loved in return and be light and love and send your positive vibes out. But yeah, we are all of the. It's you say that, and I don't even know where to begin, because it's like sharing love with the world, I feel like, has become my personal mission. And if I can do that through music, that just makes it even better. But yeah, I don't even know where to
start. The blog is where people should start.
Yeah, there's all kinds of.
Okay, well, how's this? How would you blog this today for you? Like, what would you say? What should inspire? Is it got to be some inspiration?
Sure. I mean, like, I would say today comes down to gratitude for me above all. So I start every day by, if I can't write it down in my journal, the top things I'm grateful for, and then I send love to people, which that list usually starts with Donald Trump. I don't know if we can say that, but so gratitude today is definitely where I'm feeling. So if I can't write it down, I like to think about it. And I definitely woke up today feeling super grateful to be in California, to be able to be meeting new people and having great experiences and sharing my music with the world. But my big thing is, like, the more that I'm grateful, the more wonderful things that I get. And I think that that's so true for everyone. So it's like, if you can learn to be grateful for wherever you are in life, even if you don't have much to be grateful for, you might be grateful for a meal. Awesome. You might be grateful for your child or your mother. And if that's all you have, that's something. And when you learn to fixate on gratitude, like, that just spreads. And the next thing you know, you'll have so much more to be grateful for. So I feel so grateful today. I have so much to be grateful for. So that's definitely where I'm
You send love to all the things that are great in your life, and you send love to all the things you struggle with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Last but not least, Samuel Dainwood, Fiddler.
man, just don't be afraid to listen to your friends. These are the best friends I've ever had, sitting over here to my left, and they inspire me daily. And just with their love and acceptance. And yeah, there's always people there that want to love and accept you, and don't be afraid to see that.
All right. Actually, we're going to end off the guest co-host. Any quick inspirational messages, or at least John? Christina's still being shy right now.
I think this kind of fits. This idea of being empathetic to people, so just really trying to think about other people and where they're coming from, I think is kind of fits in with this in general. But just to remember that everyone's going through something. So as you're interacting, to keep that in mind.
Everyone's on their own journey.
Human stuff. We're actually a little over time, but I do want to say this. I'm grateful for you guys being here. And John Corr from Curb Records, check them out. Thank you for being a lovely guest co-host.
Thank you so much.
Along with the beautiful Christina Garvin from Sundari PR. Thank you.
Thank you.
And, you know, check out Sundari PR. PR. Check her out. That's Sundari. Sundari. Great PR firm there. And it's always great seeing you around on the carpets and all that kind of good stuff. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, Ruthie Collins. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bless you guys all. And then also Wes Harley and Samuel Dainwood. Yay. You guys rock. And again, I wish you guys nothing but luck and prosperity and success. And I think you guys are, like I said, you guys are going
to
be on your way.
Same all right? to you. Thank you so much
so
for having
us. God bless
us.
You guys. Again, we always want to end off this show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.